Nikola Tesla was a brilliant inventor and electrical engineer, and he once said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." So keeping in line with this perspective for today's meditation, we will practice using the mantra, "So Hum," which is a practical application of the principle Tesla referred to. For those that are unaware, the word mantra literally means a tool for the mind. The more often you practice with the mantra, "So Hum," the higher vibration and frequency you generate, gaining profound insight into your connection to the universe and to your true self. Tuning into your true self leads you to more readily align with your true values and desires, and as a result, the more readily you will attract that which you seek. Abraham Hicks once said, "Never mind what is. Imagine it the way you want it to be, so that your vibration is a match to your desire. When your vibration is a match to your desire, all things in your experience will gravitate to meet that match every time." So a mantra functions similar to an extension cord, in a way, which serves as a conduit for energy. The repetition of a mantra can act as a pathway for accessing and channeling inner awareness, much like how an extension cord facilitates the flow of electricity to turn a device on. Both provide means of amplifying the energy available to you, whether it's physical power for the objects around you or spiritual power for the presence within you. But before we dive deep, let's land on the surface and become present in this moment between heaven and earth. Sit in a comfortable way. Allow yourself to become fully present. Soften your face. Broaden your shoulders, opening up your collarbone. And expand your torso. Press your hips, legs, and feet into the earth. Close down your eyes and turn your attention within. Take a long few deep sighs. Starting within your heart, expand the lungs and follow your breath to the space between your brows. And as you exhale, follow your breath down into your soft belly. Do that a couple more times, or as many times as you feel necessary. Then allow your body to settle into wherever you are sitting. Let go of everything that doesn't concern you right now. Allow your breathing to be normal, not controlling it in any way. Just as your breath fluctuates, so too do your thoughts, sensations, and feelings. You see, your thoughts, sensations, and feelings are constructed by your mind, and your mind is like a projector by which the images of these constructs reveal themselves before you. But you, my friend, are not these things. You are the one that sits behind the projector in observance of these things that you see before you. You are the observer. promise is your true self. So as you repeat the mantra, so hum, the more your mind will try to distract you with these constructs that are created by your thoughts, your feelings, and sensations. When this occurs, bring your awareness back to your breath, soften your body, and simply repeat the mantra once more. The So Hum mantra is powerful, as when translated it means, I am that which I am seeking. I am that thing I desire, or simply I am that. As you inhale, think of the word So, which when translated to English means I am. So signifies the acknowledgement of the current state of your being, your individual inner identity, your journey towards self-discovery and development. The statement of I am is decisive and commanding. You see, when you phrase things in the form of I want, I need, or I should, it sends the message to yourself and the universe that you're lacking. And you were never lacking. You always have everything you need to achieve the things you seek. So synchronize this I am, or the first part of this mantra, so, with your inhales now. The second part of your mantra is hum. When translated means that, meaning you are that which you seek, albeit self-realization, clarity, focus, universal connection, or full potential. Through the repetition of hum, you practice releasing ego-driven desires to perceived wants and needs. This practice highlights your true self and fosters a deeper connection with all the things around you. The more you practice, the higher your frequency and vibration, and the more you are transformed into a beacon that effortlessly attracts the things you seek. So upon your exhales, think of that, or that which I seek, and silently repeat the word, hum, now. Before I leave you to practice the So Hum mantra in its entirety, remember to say the repetition of the mantra gentle and relaxed. There is no need to force or over-concentrate. And as you repeat it, you may notice that it changes. It may become faster or slower, louder or fainter, or it may even become distorted. However it may change, continue repeating it effortlessly, without resisting or anticipating changes. You see, it's more like listening to it rather than saying it. And whenever you notice that your attention has drifted away from your mantra, gently come back to your breath, your body, and repeating the mantra once more. Let go of any expectations you may have during this practice. And as you repeat your mantra, try to embody what it means to you, that which you seek. Please begin now repeating your mantra until you hear my voice again. So hum. So hum. So hum. slowly come back to watching your breath. Notice how it feels in your body now. Notice how your mind feels. There is no right or wrong way. Take a deep breath in and a long grounding breath out. Reach your arms out and up and bring your hands to the center of your chest. Thank yourself for being here. Remember that practicing with a mantra like so hum increases your energy, vibration, and frequency, and you become a beacon to attract and manifest the things that you seek. In the words of Albert Einstein, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the energy you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. Until we meet again, namaste.